Good morning, everybody. I'm Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio, March 21st, 2018. Pleasure to have you here today or on the archives. We archive every show over at our website, which is education-talkradio.org. Just scroll down. Okay, you'll see everything we've ever done, and there's a link if you want to listen to a show. And people listen to the older shows all the time. We send out tweets over at EduTalk Radio. You can friend us on Facebook at EduTalk Radio as well, and we'll get you a link to every show over there. We have a nice show today, basically character education, if I may. We've got a group of four ladies. I'm going to introduce each one, okay, from the My Hero Project, and it's myheroproject.org. And, myheroproject.org. And the My Hero Project website, I just say, gives an introduction here, hosts stories and art, films, music created by students and professional writers, artists and filmmakers from around the globe, with the goal being to provide positive role models and a child-friendly venue for sharing stories of hope and inspiration for students K-12 and beyond. And I, when Jeannie got in touch with me, I thought it was a nice thing to bring them on, because they do work globally with educators, and it's going to be a fun show. So and an important one. This character education, as far as I'm concerned, is part of social emotional learning. Okay, there are other groups out there that do that, the Congressional Medal of Honor Foundation being one, but this is the My Hero. It's good stuff. And I'm going to start with Jeannie Myers, co-founder and director of the My Hero Project. Jeannie, it's Larry. How are you today?
Hi, very nice to join you. Thank you.
Jeannie, it's my pleasure to have you here and your group, and I'm going to introduce each one, okay? Wendy Millett, are you there?
I am here. Good morning, Larry.
Good Thanks morning,
for having
Wendy.
Us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. We'll get into it in a second. And on top, we got four people here and two Wendy's, if you can believe it. Wendy Jewell. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, Larry. Nice to see you. I'm actually calling in from Canada.
From Canada, another country. We appreciate
Canada.
Yeah,
we are a global project.
There you go. Oh, Canada, glorious and free. Okay,
yeah,
Victoria
Murphy.
Yeah,
can I just say one thing? Actually, Larry, the website is myhero.com.
And it's also okay. myheroproject.org. It's the same URL. It'll take you there.
Cool.
Are we okay on that? myheroproject.com. No. myheroproject.com or .org.
No, myheroproject.org or myhero.com.
Ah.
It's the same. Okay. It'll take you to the same place, and we are a nonprofit educational website.
There you go. Okay, myhero.com, myheroproject.org. We got that straight. Okay, and thank you, ladies. Okay, Victoria, are you there?
I am here. Thank you very much. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Victoria Murphy, who's the director of the Arts Education and Gallery. Okay, over
yes,
at
and
My
we're
Hero.
Almost from another country. We're almost from another country. We're from California.
I'm in Maine. You are another country. Okay, you're having loud. Where are you in California?
Our headquarters is in Laguna Beach, California.
Oh, gorgeous, gorgeous. Same mm-hmm. weather we have here in Maine. Always 75 and sunny. I'm joking. That nor'easter is going to miss us today. Good luck, Philadelphia through Boston, or maybe mm-hmm. D.C.
One
Boston.
More person may be joining us. Nathan Smith is the genius who's been helping us design our database and our website for many years. So I just sent him the number, and he may join us
cool.
in the conversation.
Cool.
And so one gentleman will be joining you, Larry.
I watch it, but we always need a guy thorn amongst the roses, as I like to say. Okay, I'm going to start with you, Jeannie. You are the co-founder, Jeannie Myers, and director. And you started this in 1995. It's 2018. You're almost you're doing pretty good there. That's what 22 years now. Okay, 23 years. I can add. Thank you, everybody. Okay, 2018. And what got you to start it, Jeannie?
I started the project with Karen Pritzker and Rita Stern. We were concerned about a lack of positive role models in the media for children, and we wanted to create a child-friendly venue where people of all ages could share and discover stories of heroes around the world. And what started as just sort of a concept, someone in 95 told me, there's this thing called the Internet, and we were documentary filmmakers And we thought we would do it as a TV series, but at the time the networks were saying this isn't commercially viable. So a student that had worked for me at Brown University's Media Center said, there's this thing called the Internet, and your idea might work there. And lo and behold, it sure has. And it's been such an interesting way to see the use of media, art, and technology together around this theme of heroic storytelling.
And while everybody's bashing the Internet these days, what with the meddling and all that sort of thing, and Facebook, it just goes to show you how important it is to get information out there. Don't ever forget that, everybody. Put that into thing. But you felt that there was a lack of hero models, if I may. Okay,
right. Role models in the media.
Okay, so who are? Give us an example. And by the way, Jeannie, I'm going to use you because you're the director. I'm going to throw out the questions. We got a lot of people on. I'll let you decide who answers them, Wendy, Victoria, whoever. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Good enough? Mm-hmm. Wendy squared, by the way. Okay? So, at any rate, you decide. So, Jeannie, the questions will go to you. You figure out who. Okay? Who's a typical hero on the website?
I don't think there's any typical hero, but what we do find is that people who are working without giving up, people who persevere, people like Nelson Mandela, people like Wangari Maathai, who you may not have heard of, but you should know about her. She won the Nobel Prize. She's from Kenya. She passed away recently. But on our website is an essay that she wrote about her heroes. Frances Moore LePay wrote an essay about her, and she's featured in 3 short films. And she planted, through her Greenbelt movement, over 30 million trees in Africa and Kenya.
Wow.
So she's one of these, you know, oh, I can't do it. What can one person do? But what she did was remarkable. And other heroes like little Maddie Stepanek, who was recommended as a hero by a hospice volunteer who had been working with Maddie and his mom since he was about 5 years old. He was diagnosed with a terminal form of muscular dystrophy.
Yeah.
And he went on to live to be just before his 13th birthday. He wrote 5 books, which were on the New York Times bestseller list.
Wow.
His mother has gone on and created a foundation, and both Jenny Stepanek and Maddie Stepanek have been such a beacon of hope to me and people around the world. And we first published his poems before they were made into a book. So it's been wonderful to see sort of the power of the media help propel some of the stories of unsung heroes through my hero. And that's really, you know, having that perspective of all these years working on this project, I've really gotten to see some of our younger heroes grow up and really flourish and have my hero be part of their story. So that's been very rewarding. And their stories, you know, people like Mohamed Sidibe just was a former child soldier. And when he started his school, he was 9 years old. Yeah. He hadn't had a book. He'd had a gun. And then at 9, he started going to school. And he linked to my hero through an international organization we partner with called iEarn.org. And children in Canada found out about him and started celebrating his story and helped him go to school. And he ended up graduating from George Washington University with a degree in peace and conflict resolution. And he's now working for the UN. And he just gave the keynote speech at the World Teacher Global Education Conference, where they gave the World Teacher Award last week. And everyone in my hero has been watching this young man grow up, and to see him be articulating the need for the 260 million children who don't have a chance to go to school now is just so inspiring for us. And, you know, we have a few other heroes like that that we've been able to watch grow up. And Wendy Jewell's daughter, Slater, just completed a feature film. So let me have Wendy speak up to that point a little bit. Is that all right?
Sure.
Wendy,
of course. I think
Wendy, your daughter's a filmmaker. Are you a filmmaker as well, Wendy Jewell?
I am. And my daughter, actually, Jeannie Myers, put a camera in her hand when she was 6 years old. And then through my hero, a lot of mentorship from Wendy Millett and Jeannie and other people in my hero, when we moved to Canada from Los Angeles, they would mentor her online, on Skype, or whatever technology way they could do it. And she started making short films. And what My Hero gave to her was it empowered a young person's mind to realize, I can do this. I can go up to a Jean-Michel Cousteau and ask him for an interview, and he actually prefers children because he doesn't think parents are listening anymore. So she started making this feature film actually 10 years ago when she was 15, and at that time it was called An Inconvenient Youth, but it's now called Another World is Possible, My Decade in the Global Youth Climate Movement. It's about the rise of the global youth climate movement and kids on the front lines of climate change at UN conferences and around the world and in the streets demanding change and co-creating the world that they will be inheriting it and that they want to live with. And
so,
premiered in Guadalajara
last
week.
It's fantastic, and it's been such an honor for Wendy, the two Wendys to watch later, go on and produce this film. But she's been using My Hero as a platform to publish all along. So
exactly.
She's won several awards at our International Film Festival for her short films that I believe help encourage her to go on and, you know, work on her feature film. And Wendy Mallette, maybe you can talk a little bit about the International Film Festival and its role in identifying and helping to mentor young filmmakers.
Well, yeah, My Hero's been an amazing tool. We have free resources for the teachers and individuals who are interested in propelling their own education forward. And we also, you know, bring people like Slater, and we help show her the tools on the website.
Yeah.
And help her learn how to use these tools so that she can further her own growth as an artist. And it's kind of exciting, you know, when you see, like, the thing that's most fulfilling to me, I think, with the film festival, because we have an awards ceremony, and our film festival is unique in that we have competition for youth as well as adults, and professional filmmakers as well as elementary school kids. And so Slater, as a high school student, she's on the stage among professional filmmakers being awarded for this film that she made. And she's getting to see her film on a big screen with a big audience. The look on her face, and you can see it in their eyes, like, wow, I have a voice. I'm somebody. I can do something. And it's
so to that point also, I think, Wendy, I mean, what we've been able to do with our festival and the reason that we put so much effort into our festival is because we're building a library of short films that teachers in the classroom can use to inspire their students. So every film that is a winning film, and if you go myhero.com/winners, you can watch 13 years of winning short films from the My Hero library, including a narrative short film that was directed by Ryan Coogler, who is the famous director now of Black Panther, and his beautiful short film that won the award at My Hero called Locks is just such a powerful way of explaining family and love. And it's about a 7-minute long film, and high school kids, middle school kids, elementary school kids will be so inspired by this film and then look to see where he went on and where his heart was when he was a college student, the kinds of stories he wanted to tell even then. So some of it is, you know, we think we shine a light on someone and that gives them momentum to continue down that path, because it isn't always easy, you know, to survive doing positive media. There's a lot of...
It isn't.
So My Hero really works hard to celebrate the filmmakers and share the films that are inspiring. The year I think that Ryan Coogler won, or Frank Marshall also won, who was the producer of Steven Spielberg's, many of Steven Spielberg's movies, including Jurassic Park. Right, but his film that was talking about children reforming child soldiers through soccer is a great documentary, and he didn't win the Academy Award that year, but he did win the My Hero Film Festival Award
right
for his
Right to Play.
It's called Right to Play.
And I hate to say it, being up for an Oscar is as good as winning one. Okay, only one wins, yes. But it doesn't demean anybody else. You keep talking about the festival, and I want people, where and when is the festival?
The festival has been held at USC School of Cinematic Arts and at the Herb Albert Education Village in Santa Monica. This year, we're going to be doing an event June 2nd in Laguna Beach with an emphasis on young storytellers. And the announcement
and artists and musicians.
And so, you know, it finds different homes, the actual venue for the festival. But we've been very fortunate to have incredibly beautiful venues donated to our organization. And the winners are all available. You can see them at myhero.com/winners. The call for entries is right now, and you can learn about that by going to myhero.com/filmfestival. And Wendy does have media arts resources available to help you get started. And there are prizes that are being donated by Oculus for people that are doing VR work and Shure microphones and other great things. And we have the film festival and the media festival, which is what we're expanding it to, because we really want to encourage arts education, and we don't want to limit people. So Victoria should talk a little bit about the My Hero Gallery, because for many teachers and students, that might be an interesting way to join in the festival.
Victoria?
Okay. Can you clarify, Victoria, the date and place of the festival too, please?
Okay. The festival, a couple of things. The festival, which is called the Hero Fest, sponsored by the My Hero Project. That website, by the way, is myhero.com/contests, because it includes all the different media, not just the film festival. And that's on June 2nd in Laguna Beach at the Forum Theater, which is hosted at the Festival of the Arts grounds. So to answer Wendy Millett's question and to give everyone a heads up as to that. But in addition to that, I wanted to speak in introducing the gallery. I wanted to speak to the nuts, sort of what I call the nuts and bolts of the website, which are all the different free resources that are available for teachers. And one of them is the My Hero Gallery, which hosts artwork primarily by students, but also by professionals that celebrate heroes who stand up for what they believe in, who exhibit moral courage, and who, it's also about heroic acts. Students illustrate heroic acts from everything from, you know, their grandmother helping to raise them to Nelson Mandela being in prison and being released from prison. And it's a global gallery. It represents emerging artists from all over the world. And I'm sure that our listeners and Larry, you understand that art has a very unique power to communicate, because it isn't based on a specific language or certain words that can
That's
or
correct.
Can't be translated. It's an image that immediately communicates its subject matter, and people get it. And so when students submit their hero art, they really have an opportunity to communicate in all different languages with people. And the other thing that I wanted to mention that I think is so important about the My Hero resources, that it works so well with teachers and their curriculums and standard aligned lesson plans, is that we provide a calendar, and on the website it's myhero.com/calendar, which is 365 days of heroes with stories, art, and films that relate to each of those heroes, many of those heroes being global well-known heroes, again, Nelson Mandela, Martin Luther King, Cesar Chavez, Jane Goodall, Mother Teresa, but also we have days that are devoted to lesser known heroes like Mandy Stepanek or Wangari Maathai. So that calendar kind of leads the teachers who are, again, using a calendar in their classrooms to find material that they may not be able to find in another place. And many of our films are very, very short, and they're meant to be used as an inspiring first part of a lesson or to wrap up a lesson plan. And the other part of our resources that's, I think, very important to talk about is it's cross-cultural. And
right. I wanted to get into one thing and about the cross-cultural, and it leads into what Wendy Jewell is doing. Victoria has done a great job. Victoria had the idea to bring the gallery to My Hero, and it's such a great place for teachers to give students a chance to express themselves visually and share their vision of heroism. One of the things that My Hero has put a lot of work into, and I don't know if Nate's joined the call or not, but we've given...
He has not. I got an eye on it. He has not.
So we have a digital storytelling. One of your episodes was about digital portfolios. What we give to students is a digital portfolio, and what we give to them is the ability to come to My Hero in third grade and fourth grade and fifth grade and add their inspiration. So they could begin with an essay, they might add a work of art, they might add a film, and their work is stored as a digital portfolio and it belongs to them. We also give teachers, and that means they can publish an essay, they can publish a song, they can publish a work of art, and they can share a film. Teachers can then go in, and Nathan's designed this for teachers to be able to organize their classes. And they can organize their classes and find all of their students' work and then publish a directory of all of their students' essays. So every year, Del Norte High School has 300 kids all at the same time in four different classes that are publishing their hero essays. And then we give them T-shirt prizes for outstanding essays. And the teachers are enjoying being able to share through one web link, to the classes. They can read each other's essays. And they can share it not only with the school, but they can share it with the community. And this publishing tool has become very useful to the program that Wendy Jewell directs, which is the My Hero Learning Circles for Global Learning. So I want to let Wendy briefly go into that. I think we're coming to the end of the show, but the Learning Circles...
No, we're okay time-wise. We're okay time-wise. I just want to make mention of something. I don't know if this is of any value to you at all, but when I did a show with on digital portfolios, last week's was with Surrey School District up in British Columbia, as a matter of fact, in Canada. And they're a great school district, by the way, Surrey Schools, just a little bit east of Vancouver. And that was with a company that's Vancouver-based, by the way, called FreshGrade. I don't know if it's of value, but I'd be happy to connect you guys since you're kind of both putting digital portfolios, maybe there's a way to work together. So anybody, the two Wendy's or Victoria or whoever, if you want me to do that, just send me an email and I'm happy to put you guys together.
I listened to the program and it was great.
We'd love to make the connection.
I'd be happy to introduce you. That's no problem. Last week, just because you mentioned it, I did a show, I think it was called the Arts Education Project, and it was introduced to me by the National Association of Elementary School Principals, which is very, very hot on the arts, all arts, and, arts, big music, dance, visual, whatever you want to say, and if you don't know them, I believe they're out of Colorado, but I'm happy to introduce you to them and NAESP, which is the Elementary School Principals National Association. So since you brought those things up, I just wanted to mention those things.
Thank you so much. Definitely.
Yeah,
they're really
concerned about it. Before we go on, I want to ask you a question. This is key. And you guys, you wrote this on my cheat sheet, but I think it's important. This is Women's History Month, all right? And I don't know if anybody knows this, but in the New York Times, they started publishing the obituaries, if I may, of famous women that were the obituaries were never published because they ran out of room. Isn't that interesting? And they're trying to make up for that and highlight, famous women through modern history, so to speak. And I'm curious. You mentioned Slater before, Wendy. Your daughter. I think it's great. She's a high school kid. She's doing great. And by the way, she reminds me, if I may, that, though I hope this never happens anywhere near here, those Parkland kids down in Florida, okay, who are heroes in and of themselves. And when you say that Mr. Cousteau, you know, believes more in the power of children than adults, so do they. Okay,
right. Yes.
And it's their generation,
yep.
And boy, they, to me, they're heroes. I got to tell you,
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely.
But on the subject of women, okay, Slater being a good example, young lady, what's going on, okay, with shining a light on women, okay, like Malala, that's my first one that pops to mind. Okay, what's going on with a lot of people you mentioned? And you mentioned Ryan and Ryan Coogler and Frank Marshall, obviously, guys. What's going on with women? And you guys are all women, so I know this is on your mind. Women and the My Hero. Women and the My Hero Project. Let's say it that
Let
way.
Let me quickly get, because I want... We have a portal that was funded by the American Association of University Women. It was launched with a grant, and it's called Women Transforming Media. And if you go myhero.com/WTM, you will see several... stories and films about change makers who are sort of behind the scenes, the unsung women who are really creating change in the media. And, you know, one of the women I've been sort of so privileged to be working on a documentary about her is Ava Haller. And Ava Haller is both a Holocaust survivor and a philanthropist, and was the grandmother to Free the Children, Craig Kielberger's organization. And he was 13 when he wanted to put an end to child slavery, and his organization now is doing rock concerts to get a ticket. You have to do good, and all over the world. And Ava Haller was his mentor and the mentor to many other people. So, and, you know, people like Abigail Disney, whose film called Pray the Devil Back to Hell tells the story of the women's peace movement in Liberia, which led to the election of the first woman president in Africa, Ellen Sirleaf Johnson. So, and then we have young hero Kayla Britt and young hero Gabrielle Gorman that you are two sort of change makers that you need to know about. And you can see films about these women on My Hero, and you can read stories at the Women Transforming Media Portal.
Well,
and
keep that up, guys. Yes.
Right now we're also featuring posters that were made for the first March, Women's March in Washington, that were commissioned by the Amplifier Foundation. Posters by women about the power of women and about the power of women to come together and make change. And that's featured on the gallery right now during the month of March.
So before we end, I do want to let Wendy Jewell quickly just say how many classes from around the world are currently taking part in her learning circle and what the URL is, so people can learn about My Hero Learning Circles as well, because teachers, I think, would be very interested in that.
No, absolutely.
Of course, and Wendy, take your time. We got time. Wendy, take your time.
The portal is myhero.com/learning-circles, and it's a four-month session with classes all around the world. It starts the end of January till June, and the end of September till January. They're made up of four circles, the My Hero Global Learning Circles, elementary, middle school, high school, and my favorite, call to action. And I love the call to action circle because it's all ages from all around the world. So right now I have a circle that is, these are the classes: Moldova, Pakistan, Mali, Togo, United States, Morocco, and Georgia, the country. And one of my favorites from a couple of years ago, I can send you some links if you'd like, Larry,
so you can see
what they did. This was a group, and there was a kindergarten school from Azerbaijan, and she was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, how can my little kids participate, and they're just kindergarten? They became the rock stars of this circle. They were Skyping with high school students from India, from middle school in Moldova. Yeah, it was great. And what the Azerbaijan kids did was they were all about kindness, and they made little kindness puppets, and they did all these things. And they totally influenced all of the high schoolers and the middle schoolers from the USA, from Moldova, you know, all these places. So it's a really amazing thing because you get all ages working together around the world talking about who inspires them, what inspires them, who's a hero. A lot of countries think, oh, kids can't be heroes. And through the My Hero Project and these learning circles, they realize, of course, they can be heroes. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
The digital portfolio is where they share their work. So My Hero is giving them the connectivity to each other. If teachers register on My Hero for an educator account, they can put themselves on the map, and if other teachers around the world want to do a project with them, they can communicate directly with each other. Or if they want to be part of the learning circle group, they register through iEARN and they get assigned to a learning circle. So there's so many different ways for teachers to engage with My Hero. And we do have a library of lesson plans. And we ask teachers who are using My Hero to share their lesson plans. And that's how we've grown our teachers' room. So My Hero's educational resources have grown organically from the people who have found us, who use us, and then share and give back on how it works for them. And we're learning from the teachers all the time, and we're so grateful to all the teachers that do take part in My Hero and bring their students to share their stories, and that's really the heart of the project. And we are a nonprofit, and we do need to raise funds from corporations and foundations, and without the support of a few individuals, we wouldn't be able to keep running. So we're very grateful to those people that understand our mission and support us.
23 years you've been doing this, and it's getting better all the time. By the way, I made myself laugh. I was saying that you got to keep up the good work about getting the female heroes in there. And then I said, keep it up, guys. I should have said, keep it up, ladies.
Oh,
Yes, I caught myself, but not in time. But I thought it was funny. I started to giggle here as I said that. Okay, it was just funny. We'll do more. Okay, this is great stuff. And when we do more, you're welcome to bring some of the teachers on. Okay,
great. Phenomenal
stuff. Victoria, I think it's you. Help me if I'm wrong. I'm going to set you up with my friend Emma at FreshGrade, the digital portfolio company. Are you the person?
That would be great. Thank you.
That would be fine. Is that okay?
Yes.
Great.
Share it. Victoria, share it. Don't keep it to yourself. Okay?
Okay.
FreshGrade.com.
Well, Larry, thank you so much for this opportunity.
Right. Oh, my pleasure. We could do more. Jeannie, you stay in touch with me, okay? And seriously, let's bring on some educators who are using it. That's always fun for the other educators who listen to the show to hear. Okay? Thank you, ladies. Thank you, Wendy Squared. Okay.
Thank you, Larry. It was great.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you
so much.
And congratulations to Slater, Wendy. Good job.
Oh,
good
okay.
job,
Mom.
And
thank you, Larry.
If teachers want to download the resource, it's myhero.com/teachersguide, and it'll give you an overview of how to use our project.
Super.
That would be a good URL to refer to. All right.
Excellent.
Thank you, Larry.
We'll do more.
Thank you so much.
Have a great
thank
day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. A lot of goodbyes there. What lovely ladies. And what a great project. You heard it. Let me give it to you again. It's myheroproject.org or myhero.com. They'll take you to the same place. And I'll get them in touch with FreshGrade, which, by the way, you should take a minute to learn about FreshGrade.com. Okay? Why not? All right. We'll archive the show, education-talkradio.org. Tweet it out at EduTalkRadio. I'm Larry Jacobs. Great job, ladies. Thanks so much. Okay, this is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening.